In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate the founding of the Church of the Resurrection in Jerusalem, 1,680 years ago. That church was founded for the first time. People who go there are disconcerted by the geographical and architectural disorganization of the 21st century church, which really includes three churches. The Church of the Resurrection includes the place of the crucifixion and the place of the tomb, the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. Sometimes, especially Western Christians, maybe exclusively Western Christians, refer to the entire church as the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. But there are really three churches within that interconnected group of churches that we call the Church of the Resurrection. So within that church is the place of the crucifixion and also the place of the resurrection. We call it the Church of the Resurrection. The readings that we read today in memory and commemoration of the finding of that church are significant. When Helen, the mother of Constantine, the emperor who had legalized Christianity in the Roman world, when his mother went to Jerusalem, how was she able to find those sites? Well, she was helped by the emperor Hadrian, who in 130 AD had a idol set above the place of the tomb. He filled it over with earth and then set an idol above it. And the place of crucifixion of Christ, he built a pagan temple. And so, as archaeologists do when they know the particular place, they can go to that place, and the place had been marked by that pagan emperor who had hoped to erase the memory of Christianity by building those temples and those idols, and actually he marked the spot. So when St. Helen got there, she had the excavations made and they found those holy sites and the church was built. The readings that we have today have to do with the confession of Christ. It is by the confession of Christ that we have resurrection into the new life that Christ brought into the world, a life that we Orthodox confirm that it is possible to begin living now, that our resurrected life is not a life that is on hold until we die, but that we begin our life in Christ by baptism, and we continue it by confession, by the confession of Christ. How often, when we think of going to confession, do we think of the fact that we are going to confess Christ? We have such dread of confessing our sins that we forget that the sacrament of confession is a confession of Christ. After Vespers this week, I am going to confess Christ. The bishops, our archpastors, have encouraged us to go and to formally confess Christ about once a month, regularly, like our prayers. We go to confession to confess Christ. Upon this rock, Jesus said, I will build my church. The gospel that we read today from the book of Matthew, Jesus asks his disciples, who do they say that he is? And Peter, the one we now call Peter, the rock, Simon Bar-Jonah then, answers, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus responds, upon this rock I will build my church, And he says, I am going to call you Peter, the rock, because of your confession. This is the rock upon which the church is built. Our confession of Christ that we do when we go to the sacrament of confession. Our emphasis should not be on me and my sins and how short I have fallen and disappointed myself. Our focus should be on Christ. Only when we are looking at Him, only when we are confessing Him, do our sins become clear and apparent to us. And having been given the absolution by the keys that Christ gave to not just Peter, but all of the pastors of the church, the bishops and through the bishops, the priests, right after Jesus asks Peter, who do you say I am? And Peter responds, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus says, you are the rock. This confession of yours, it is the rock upon which I will build my church. And someone could say, well, how can you claim that this dialogue between Peter and Jesus the Christ is about the sacrament of confession? Well, what does Jesus say? Immediately after, he says, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of repentance, so that what you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and what you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. That's when he talks about what we think of as confession. The confession of our sins, so that we can maintain our life in Christ. It is possible for us to rewash ourselves of our sins, as we were washed in baptism when first our parents, or we ourselves, if we are old enough, confessed Christ. Either Christ is confessed on our behalf, and we are brought into His life, a life that we share with our parents and all of the other members of the church, a life that is not somehow exclusively mine in separation from everyone else, but is always a life at one with all others through Christ. That is the unity that God has reestablished amongst all humankind. We are baptized into that oneness amongst all of the others, and we confess Christ along with them. And eventually in our own voice, when we are able to go and confess Christ in our own voice for ourselves. And so that confession of Christ, our confession, is a reaffirmation and an actual redoing of the same thing that was done in our baptism. When we confess those things that are unlike Christ, that Calvary within us, where the cross stands, as we make an ascetic effort to be true to Christ, that Calvary is washed as we were washed in baptism, and we arise in humility to continue living the life in Christ. That's why we go to confess Christ regularly. Because the life that we live in the world is His life, our sharing in His life. And the enemy will encourage us to focus on our sins and to focus on ourselves. And even when we go to confess Christ, he will encourage us to forget Christ, to think of ourselves, to think of our unworthiness, to think of ourselves as dark, to think of ourselves as condemned, to think of ourselves as corrupt. And he has had great success. But still, the resurrection is available to us. It is still possible for us to go and to confess Christ and to arise again and again. This is a life that can't be held down, because it is a life we are created to live from the beginning. It is who we really are, who we are meant to be. The only way that we can live the life that God has specifically given to us, my particular life, your particular life, it can't be lived in any other way than by confessing Christ. and receiving this true life that he has given to us to live. That is the meaning of our going to confess Christ so regularly, and to wash ourselves again of anything that is foreign to the person that God created us to be and has enabled to live a life at one with him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.